producing me there. I'm coming into a frequency of light. I'm curious whether you can recognize me. Were you able to see me for a moment?
Yeah.
Talk to me, could
yes.
you see me?
Yes.
We're using a satellite reflection of light, of rays, of that conversion within the perspective of ourself. Now, let's practice. The idea of using a location within space-time for the definition of yourself have been available to you since the beginning of time. There's no secret about the correspondence of the great stories of the crucifixion of my Savior Jesus Christ. The surprising thing, right, there also are no secrets about the reappearance of Jesus. You can share this with me? The problem is not that Jesus has not been continually reappearing in the nature of his resurrection. You practice? Say to me, I couldn't see it.
I couldn't see it.
The whole idea of the particulars of reflection of light are beautiful. Thank you. There's another one. Thank you. Look at that. I'm the light of the world. Say it.
I'm the light of
yeah.
the world.
Now, what happened? I'm going to teach now within the frequency. The light, although it's whole out there, was being dimmed by the recognition of the reflection of light that held you in the bondage that I am now converting in my recognition of my apparent body form. And that light is going to be converted. Okay? Are you happy to hear that?
Yes.
If you're listening to the song I've been playing especially for you, shall I tell you what? You know the song I've been playing? It's like, I'm going to teach for me. I love to teach. I can't be happy until I make you happy too. I particularly like the vocal rendition that we have of that. Who is that? Oh, thank you very much. I recognized him in the totality of my mind. I want to be happy, but I can't be happy. In all these songs about happiness that can be seen by you in the conflict of the consciousness of your identity. Did I notice that within the conflict of your self-consciousness of location, of reflection of light, that you have a lot of moments of happiness? Say to me, I'm happy.
I'm happy.
Oh, are you happy? Say to me, I'm sad.
I'm sad.
I was happy. Oh, now I'm sad. I was happy. Now I'm sad. I was joyous, now it's collapsed in on me.
Right.
And the idea of another death experience. Listen with me. In the teaching of the factory of the increase in frequencies of light ideas that are contained momentarily, now from the new satellite, are nothing but the taking of a sequence of the illusionary nature of a dream identity that's contained within my own mind in the great story of the crucifixion, the greatest story ever told, the crucifixion of my Savior of light who came into this world simply to offer the conversion of it, and his reappearance somewhere in space-time have not allowed you to see within the reflection of your own correspondent another length of time by which you would attempt to identify frequencies of other than you, right, in other body formulations. The reason I'm here, once more, sharing the idea of the physical occurrence of you. Thank you. Our demonstration that we're really not concerned about the reflections of our body at all. One thing we know for sure, listen with me, if we carry conflict with us about the idea of the aging process within our idea of body form, somewhere we are observing it from the mindfulness of what we think our body association is. In my personal now reappearance, I'm a healer through the aspects of conversion of light. All I can possibly be offering you in the healing is a new reflection of your body identity. Now, in a very particular way, I'm not really concerned. Let's use my 80-year-old body again. I'm not actually concerned about what besets you in your pain identity. Yet I am concerned that once you become mindful of it within your body identity, you will depend on it to reflect to you associations of correspondent, of specialization, of the reduction of ideas that are contained within your mind about your body form. Now, in the resurrection of the conversion of Jesus' body, now being shown us from this satellite, all I'm really informing you that the conflict that you felt in your need to ask the guy out there to heal you, where you perfectly are capable of retaining a conflict within your own mind. I very simply this. So I teach particularly because I really love it. The one who has the most faculty to heal you, say to me, is my worst enemy.
Is my worst enemy.
You want me to teach for a minute about the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Is this all right? In other words, the reflection of who you're getting out there, your enemy, you can teach it with me, is who?
Myself.
Of course, say it again.
Myself.
Say it again. Myself. So myself in the reflection of the protective nature of myself, that my enemy is really the only one that can heal me. My personal experience is an 80-year-old necessity to forgive you that many of you have discovered with me in this new frequency of light are the ideas that suddenly, within a factoring of light, that I shared the idea of our forgiveness of each other. Look, for just a moment ago, the intensity of my conflict from the satellite were causing us to formulate ideas of protected missions of gathering of reflected light. Look, in galactic ideas that out in the universe, the galaxies of billions of stars still held us in repetition of that association. Here's my offering. If I am going to be the light of the world, the intensity of the conversion of the frequency of dark form that previously orchestrated within my own mind, allow in the reappearance of Jesus for us to increase this frequency. Okay? And I ask you to say with me now in the physicality of my body, I am the light of the world. Say it.
The light of the world.
Will you watch with me the idea that Jesus is going to speak to us about this power of the new satellite that is raising you up from all of the conflict? What's the sense in holding the conflict? You know, man, I'll teach for about 3 minutes. If you're going to be a body form and get old and sick and die, you're very able to prove to me the value you have given to the light reflection of yourself. So what? I was asking, so what? The consciousness of you in the protection of the ratio of your defense in the crucifixion of yourself cannot not contain his reappearance in the resurrection of your mind. And that's all I'm really asking you to do. What I'm asking you to do is release the defenses of your fear of the conversion of light and see the penetration in what we call dark gravity light associate. God, I love to teach. A lot of you think that I'm teaching only crucifixion and resurrection. That's total nonsense. There's nothing within the provision of me that doesn't include cosmological anti-gravity. Who is cosmological anti-gravity? Shall I tell you? The devil. The hope. You can laugh with me if you want to at the cosmological anti-gravity of association are the protective devices that you employ as though there's really a dark form out there that can harm you. The first thing Master Jesus taught me in my reassociation was the responsibility of escaping the evil formulation of myself by not fearing God, but recognizing the responsibility for loving God was contained within my own mind. Well, was that the devil of dark form standing next to me? You tell me. You're the one that's in the reflection of the light. I'm able to view what's going on in your world and why you would possibly want to remain within the crucifixion of the idea of you when the new satellite is raising frequency in a new association of light, where the brightness of journeying out in the universe in the conversion of your mind can occur. This is the original sequence of time and the idea of love from Jesus, and he's back, that I've been looking for you. Once more, consciousness one. No, there's no sense in looking out there. Look back in here. See that? That's my love. That's my love. Now, at that moment, it may appear that I'm loving you for absolutely no reason whatsoever. You ready? I am. In the idea of the Holy Spirit of conversion of energy, I am loving you without the necessity of self-conceptual recognition. Now, your consciousness love of me, without the necessity for consciousness observation, simply increase frequencies of light where we begin to recognize each other. Why? You're the light of the world. You're the light of the world. Listen. Watch. Watch. Here you are. I saw that. Watch. We set up this parameter in this hour of light, in the love that I'm feeling for you. Can I share something with you? I'm definitely not concerned about who you love. The idea that God is going to love you, while it may be torturous to you in the idea of your necessity to defend yourself, it's simply very true. There is only love. The universe loves you because there's nothing else to love. But the universe can contain the action of the necessity for the conversion contained within the idea of space-time. Here's all about you. This is about you. This is about us. This is about our decision from the bright satellite to take all of the crucifixion that we just watched in our storyline and begin to present new storylines that you love to participate in, even though at that time all you may be getting is a momentary better reflection of life. Good. Look. You're already getting momentary better reflections of light within your relationship with yourself, because you are the light of the world. Listen. You are the light of the world, and a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considered not the beam that is in thine own eye? Look with me in the physical conversion. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single within your own mind with a reflection of you, the whole body shall be full of the light of your conversion. When I said, I am come as a light into the world, I meant that I am come to share the light with you. Each of us is the light of the world. Look, and by joining our minds together in our body formulation, can you see that? We proclaim the kingdom of God together and as one. Look, there is a light that this world cannot give. Yet you can give it as it was given you. And as you give it, it shines forth, look, to call you from the world and to follow it. Listen, this light will attract you as nothing in this world can do. And you will lay aside the world and you'll find another. This new world is bright with love, which you have given it. And here will everything remind you of your Father and his Holy Son. It is God's strength in you that is the light of the world in which you see, as it is his mind with which you think. Glory to God in the highest, and to you because he has so willed it. Ask, and it shall be given you, because it has already been given. Ask for the light, and learn that you are the light. If you want understanding and enlightenment, you will learn it, listen, because your decision to learn it is the decision to listen to the teacher who knows of light and can therefore teach it to you. I am come as a light into a world that does deny itself everything. It does this simply by disassociating, not associating itself with the light, because of its fear. It is therefore an illusion of isolation, maintained by fear of the same loneliness that is its own illusion. I said that I am with you always, even unto the end of this world. That's why I'm the light of the world. That's why I'm the light of the world. If I am with you in the loneliness of the world, the loneliness is gone. You cannot maintain the illusion of loneliness if you're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. My purpose, then, is still to overcome the world. I do not attack it, listen, but my light must dispel it because of what it is. Listen, light does not attack darkness, but it does shine it away. If my light goes with you everywhere, you shine it away with me, and the light becomes ours, and you cannot abide or live in darkness any more than darkness can abide wherever you go. Listen, the remembrance of me is the remembrance of yourself and of him who has sent me to you. And of him who has sent me to you in the recognition of the activities of our mind in our identity with each other. This is the enjoyment that Jesus is getting in the idea of the joy you're feeling in the loss of your need to protect yourself. Because the loss of your need to protect yourself in the formulation of yourself are what forgiveness is. You better listen to me. It's time now, perhaps, to put your toys away. If you are determined to maintain a reflection of light in acts of unforgiving memories of yourself in correspondence with what you think are the human beings that are out there, they will always give you back, and this is all now the recognition of Jesus, reflections of what you think you are. The reason that is true, you listen, they are a reflection of what you think you are. It is not that the reflection that you're getting back from yourself is true within the hologram of the idea of the factoring of light, but it is true that you will believe in consciousness what you think you are in the provision of the space, come on now, that you occupy within this idea of the denial of a better, brighter light idea that's contained within you, that is what the universal mind is. Of course you've been afraid of it. How would you not be momentarily afraid of the reflection of light that's coming back into you in a hologram of an idea that someone out there, when you defend yourself, could attack you in the consciousness of the idea of your body formulation? Do you see that with me? Here's an idea of the frequencies of the idea of the new light satellite. It's very simply this. Time is, say to me, invention.
Invention.
Time is an invention of the consciousness of myself in the entirety of eternal life. It's the idea of my mind that there can be a distance between the reflection of the correspondence of myself in the idea of who I am in that reflection. The idea of the demonstration of the lucidity of the reflection of light being maintained by Jesus, you'll be very happy to hear. The time itself lasted but for a moment in your mind. Here's a great storyline. Let's look at what's happened to you in the new satellite, in this 20,000-year episode in which you are past and future. Listen. Each day, and each moment, and each second, and each hour of every day, and every instant that you take, you are reliving a single instant when the time of terror took the place of love, and so you die. Look at it. You're dying each day to live again until you crush the gap between the past and the present of your light association, which is not actually a distance at all. Such is each life. Such is your life. A seeming interval from the birth of you to the death of you and onto another life within your body formulation. It's a repetition of an instant that's actually gone by a very long time ago. It can't be relived. It can't be relived. And all of time is but the mad belief within your own mind of a conflict of attacking your brother that what is over is still here. And now, look, forgive the past, let it go, it's gone. You stand no longer on the ground that lies between the worlds. You have gone on and reached the world that lies at heaven's gate. Look with me, there is no hindrance. There's nothing stopping you to the will of God, nor any need that you repeat again and repeat again and repeat again a journey that was over a very long time ago. Look with me in forgiveness. Forgive your brother. Look on the guy out there that's been attacking you or you've been attacking, and behold the world in which the perception of your association of body form of hate have been transformed by the action that you are the light of the world into a world of love, into a world of love, into a world of love. Here you are with me in the instant increase of frequencies of light attraction by the power of reflections of light as you to make decision in our reappearance. Look with me. What I really accomplished was the idea that by increasing the frequencies of the recognition of better frequency of conversion of light, the necessity of your self-consciousness to defend yourself, look with me, in the emotional evaluation of how you previously felt about yourself in that identity, that without judgment, without ideas of retaining, of conflict, of self-consciousness, have allowed you to see that while you are the self-consciousness of the association of the reflection of light, there was always within you a better, you say one word to me, say memory.
Memory.
Thank you for that memory one. Thank you. Yeah, shall we practice for a moment in the idea of the new satellite? I remember you. I remember you. Come on. The consciousness of the physical identity of yourself make it literally impossible for you to meet a reflection of light that you do not know. Now, because of the dimness of the reflection until the return of Jesus, the chaos of that conflict perhaps did not allow you to see the brightness that I'm entertaining. In the certain of the discovery of our mutual intent. Now, to, I guess the word would be threaten. First of all, I have to threaten you. You're whole and perfect as you were created. I'm threatening you so you will allow that conversion to occur. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave you and take this sequence of time in which you, let's use the 2,000-year cycle of the resurrection of Jesus. In 2,000 years, my dear ones, is only that long. In his reappearance now, what he did, very simply, in the demonstration that he told you, in the Mel Gibson crucifixion, was leave you, okay, in the demonstration of the entirety of the conflict. Okay, now, when he returns to you in recognition of your self-responsibility. Because you're the light of the world, and that light is going with you. God, bless us, each and every one, in that new factoring of memory. In that new factor of memory. The memory of that light. The memory of that light. The memory of that light.
Look, I'm teaching the immediacy
of the availability of a conversion of a light factor in that night. Okay? Okay, do you see that? The intent, thank you, the entire message of the idea of the return of Jesus within the factoring of light, okay? Yes, quantum teleportation. What do you think you're doing? I love it when you begin to teach healing in the process of the conversion of the mind. Science, great science minds out there, it must have occurred to you the idea of the possibility of quantum teleportation. God, how is it possible for you within your own mind to entertain ideas that the conversion of the light form that you find yourself within this dim reflection of light, okay, are pertaining only to the protective devices of light by which you maintain the idea that you can synchronize in a velocity the idea of light. Now, while you may want to entertain within your own mind the idea that the conversion of mass density of darkness will be a factor contained within light, your observation of the increase in the frequency of light, of energy versus light, are only proper to the entirety of the extent of that conversion. This is the reappearance of Jesus now. That is true very simply because there's no factor within your own mind does not immediately be converted by the idea that you are in. Say to me, repetition. It's the only word I'm ever going to use in the idea of the reappearance. I'm going to practice with you for a moment. Okay? In the idea of the love I'm feeling for you, I'm going to teach, is the love that I recognize in myself. Now, the idea of love for myself might not be recognizable to myself in that moment of my consciousness identity, but I am very much aware that I am feeling a love in my mind for the love that you are feeling in your mind, because the constitution of the idea of the spirit of energy conversion of separate conflict is not concerned about anything except the love that you have. Is that true? Curiosity in the conflict of the conversion that's going on from the satellite to the idea that Mel Gibson went through a personal adventure of actually formulating the appearance of Jesus and demonstrated so beautifully in the action of the conversion. The reappearance of himself. Now, the new satellite of crucifixion will be stories and demonstration about Jesus' reappearance. In other words, his resurrection can only be about his reappearance, okay, in the recognition of the light factor by which you're seeing yourself. Now, the idea of the constitution of the conversion of light cannot not pertain to the consciousness of yourself. Here's the problem you have. My entire teaching in the illumination of myself as a human consciousness cannot not contain all of the consciousness of myself, okay, in regard to the universe. I am the truth, I am the way, and I am the light. Now say to me, what about me?
What about me?
What about you? Mm-hmm. You are the entirety of the light factor. The difficulty in the return of Jesus. While you are willing to recognize momentarily the idea of the crucifixion and perhaps even the resurrection and disappearance of someone else within your own formulation, the efforts that you have been included in with the reflections of light that demonstrate your past and future idea of yourself have been what dark light is. Say to me, death.
Death. Death.
Say it again.
Death.
Say the idea that you retain the conflict of your mind. Is he risen or not?
Yes.
There is no death. The Son of God is free. Listen with me. I can heal the sick. And I can raise the dead. Because he's back. Look, it's not that he ever left. But until we could get some light as the, of the reflection that he was given in a sequence of the presentation of the crucifixion. See, just before the start of this, and the idea of the love I'm feeling for you, we watched together again the crucifixion of Jesus, didn't we? We admitted within our own mind that we had viewed the devastation going on in the phantom and the flood and the energy and the fire and all the factors that are going on in what crucifixion is. Yet the bright light of the resurrection of Jesus is demonstrated in this idea of the crucifixion. Now, within the frequency of the light of the idea of his return, it may momentarily occur to you, I don't know what this relativeness of this is, that time has actually passed. I don't mind the idea that you're now presenting to me all about crucifixion. My only concern would be, having viewed the idea of fire, flood, loneliness, death, mass, density of conversion in my body, where's the light of Jesus Christ? That's a genuine query. And I want you to answer it to me. Look, the answer that you will give me from my scripture of Jesus and my own illumination of mine are that I must accept responsibility for the consciousness of myself in what I'm seeing. Say to me, I need help.
I need help.
Yes. Jesus, in his reappearance with you, is the light of the world, is teaching you a practice of forgiveness that has increased frequency of your own mind. Shall we practice five? You're finally just tired of all the conflict that's going on here. Look, there has to be another solution. There has to be another light factor in the idea of the conversion of a memory that you and I are sharing now within this idea that we couldn't see before. Here's a 4-minute demonstration of Jesus coming into this frequency of light. It was set up in his idea. Shall we use it in the hologram? You're the one I've been looking for. Here I am. Here I come. Here I am again. Here I am again. I lost you. No, I'm here. No, I lost you. I'm afraid. Don't do that. I'm going to get old and sick and die. The world is attacking me. Everything going on in my consciousness is causing me believe the world is causing it. Wait a minute. The world isn't causing anything. It's in your own mind. No wonder you need a miracle. There's no possibility you can recognize it in your own mind without the realization that the love of I'm expressing for you is simply the determination that the power of the universe does not contain a factor of other than the light of the world, which you must be. Okay? In the idea of Jesus, there's a great deal of enjoyment. They are at present literally in the sense of Jesus is speaking, coming down into this frequency of light, where you're beginning to recognize a factor of light out there that turns out to be you. Thank you. That was my memory within my own consciousness of my love for you. Of my love for you. But look at this. I didn't need a definition of what was out there. I need a definition of how I felt about myself. You see, when I first looked at myself, I was extremely unhappy. Have you ever looked at the consciousness of the idea of how you look within a body form? Say to me, well, there's parts about me I like, there's parts I don't like, there's conflict with other guys out there, yet somehow I'm determined to represent the light within a frequency, having forgotten that I'm the cause of it. You can't enter the kingdom until you forgive within your own mind and forgive in the idea of the action of giving yourself away, that you're the cause of this. If you protect yourself, you will be attacked by a frequency of light that appears to represent other than you. The activity of the new satellite in the scripture of Jesus say very simply, forgive your enemy. Might as well say it. Say it.
Forgive my enemy.
Yeah. Well, I don't care what you're going to do with it. Attack me. It means absolutely nothing. There's no such thing as fear. There's no such thing as attack. But we have to look at it by your individual science demonstration of the conversion of your mind that I'm representing to you. Are you the light of the world?
Yeah.
I'm going to read to you the idea of the lesson that we intended to do today. It was called in your Course in Miracles International Procedure, number 121, that says very simply, you are the forgiving light of the world. I'll read this to you. Started to listen. Did you see the increase in frequencies of the repetition of your mind to determine an outcome that's other than the outcome that you have? My teaching to you in the practice of conversion is always that it's something else. It's never a reflection of your past and future association, but only here and now. But only here and now. But only here and now. Listen. Listen with me about that. That's a lovely song you're playing back there. You guys are out there in the universe enjoying yourself, but you've come off for a moment with me now, haven't you? And you've gone into a little place in dark form where you begin to really question yourself and what you want to hear about yourself. It's very painful. It's very lonely. It's very threatening. It's very isolating. It has no elements of escape, yet you're determined to confront the conflict that you have momentarily forgotten you are causing within your own mind, and that the salvation of the world can only depend on you changing your mind about yourself. Let's change your mind. Yeah, go ahead, let's change. You change your mind?
Yes.
Say it.
Yes.
Change your mind?
Yes.
Yeah, good, thank you. Now, when you felt that reflection of light, you began to share it with that association of body form. This is Jesus in his presence here, okay? Because you're the resurrection and the way and the light. You're the light. Listen with me. Listen. See with me. See with me. The remembrance of me is the remembrance of yourself and of him who sent me to you. Forgiveness is the demonstration that you are the light of the world. Through your forgiveness does the truth about yourself return to your memory. Therefore, in your forgiveness lies your salvation. I'm going to practice with you. Listen, forgiveness is acquired by your consciousness self-identity because it is not inherent in the mind, which cannot be lonely and sick and die. It's the idea of sin. Sin or separation is an idea you taught yourself. Forgiveness must be learned by you as well, but from a teacher other than yourself, Jesus, who represents the other self in you that you're now recognizing through him. You learn how to forgive the self that you made. Don't be concerned about how you can learn a lesson so completely different from everything that you've been taught yourself. How would you know? Your part is very simply this. You need to only recognize that everything you learned that you don't want anymore. You need another solution of an idea. And do not use your experiences to confirm what you've learned about yourself. Obviously, they don't mean anything. When your peace is threatened, or when you're disturbed in any way, say that. I don't know what anything including this means. I don't know how to use it. I don't know how to respond to it. I'm not going to use all of the idea of my consciousness, identity, of my body formulation now. When the light comes and you have said, God's will is mine, you will see such beauty that you will know it is not of you. And out of your joy, you will create beauty in His name. For your joy could no more be contained than can His. How beautiful indeed are the thoughts of God who lives in this life. Look with me, your worth is beyond perception because it is beyond doubt. Do not perceive yourself in different lights. See it in a single light, why not? Know yourself in the one light where the miracle that is your perfectly clear identity can occur. Dear Heavenly Father, I would but hear your voice. In deepest silence now, I would come to you to hear your voice speaking to me and to receive your word. Listen, here's the only prayer I got. I come to you now to ask you for the truth about myself. And truth is but your will for me in the power of light, which I'm going to share with you and this world at this time and place. Do you know what I love most about the idea of your recognition of your own self-consciousness? Okay, look at that. We used to teach, once you get the hang of it. In other words, once you get the hang of the idea, there's always something else going on in your mind. All right. It may momentarily be fearful to you. How could it not be? The consciousness of which you identified yourself as your need to get old and sick and die are only ideas that you protect within your own mind in a factoring of not being willis and willing to practice the idea of forgiveness. Look with me, sometimes I get the idea, and you love the idea of the return of the crucifixion of Jesus, yet somehow you want to avoid the idea, and this is the entirety of Jesus, that you got to forgive your enemy. There's no possibility that you can leave a reflection of light in which you're determined to blame someone else for your problem. Now, the idea of accepting responsibility for the problem that you felt at that moment did not relieve you, perhaps, except at that moment, of the idea of the retention of the conflict. Yet the consciousness practice within the reflection of your light that there's always something else available are the teaching mechanism that we are now employing through the, let's use Mel Gibson again, through the idea that there's always something else we can see in our mind. So we practice. Who cares what it is? You've already admitted to me in the defensive mechanism of yourself that you're apparently being attacked by a formulation of your own mind. Yet that idea of yourself at that moment actually contained the entirety of the light in which you would disappear. Practice with me. Here's 6 minutes, because that's the activity of the idea that you have returned to listen with me in the new celebration. Are you with me? You're going to be walking down the street, but with the new satellite, you'll be walking down the street, and all you're going to spot someone who you recognize perfectly, but he's not in your mind. Don't worry about it. At that time, I would recommend you don't even try to figure out who he is. He's going to be a memory. Shall I practice? Of a future reference that you haven't had yet. God, I love to teach. Yet it's impossible that you're not going to meet him about 346 years from now, or tomorrow, or 1,000 years from now, or 80,000 years from now, because the activity of the consciousness of your are a practice of remembering yourself. But yourself, your true self, is not in a frequency of correspondence to light. It's before you came here. And after you left, listen, Listen, listen in memory. Forgiveness, that's your key. That's your key to happiness. Here's the answer to your search for peace. Here is the key to meaning in a world that seems to make no sense whatsoever. Here is the way to safety in apparent danger that appears to threaten you at every turn and bring uncertainty to all your hopes of ever finding quietness and peace. Here are all the questions answered, and here is the end of all of the uncertainty about yourself, because the key of the conversion of your light mind is in the act of forgiving, which is a formulation of the action of giving. The unforgiving mind is full of fear and offers love no room to be itself, no place where it can spread its wings in peace and soar above the turmoil of the world. The unforgiving mind, you consciousness identity of your body identity, is sad without the hope of respite and the release from pain. It suffers and it abides in misery and it appears about in darkness, seeing not, yet very certain of the danger that's lurking there. Very certain that there's a danger lurking within the association of the formulation of my mind. I would never abandon you in the idea of salvation without giving you a final opportunity to look at the prospects of the new light that's coming in on you, because at that moment it may appear to be threatening something else going on in the world. Listen, listen. The unforgiving mind is torn with doubt, confused about itself and all it sees. It's afraid and it's anger and it's weak and it's blustering. It's afraid to go ahead and it's afraid to stay and it's afraid to awaken or to go to sleep. It's afraid of everything. Yet more afraid of stillness, more terrified in darkness, yet more terrified at the approach of the light. What can the unforgiving mind perceive but its own idea of sin and death? What can it behold except the proof that all of your sins are real? Now look with me, this is going to be the end of this sequence of the light formulation of your body. I very much appreciate the new reflection of light coming from this satellite. You look with me, you can deny all the crucifixion of the story we just saw today about Jesus, about the terrible suffering he underwent. Yet the total indication that he intends to save you are contained in that. And your fundamental admission that our new light formulation will allow us to forgive each other, and with the raising of the frequency of dark lights that have reflected to us dim associations of our body form out in this billions of galaxies and billions of stars of light, have suddenly threatened us with this. And you're going to cringe down into the phantoms and the floods that are going on here and all of the things that are happening in this little circle of the demonstration of a reflection of light that is so limited in itself. And suddenly what? He's here. And you're here with me. And we're going to share together that moment of the revolution conversion of our life form. Of my light form with you. Look at the brightness of this light. Look at the brightness of this light. I love you. I remember all you went through with this. I remember. In the return of Jesus, he's sharing with you all the memories that you found in, first in isolation of yourself, then how you tried to go out and teach it to the world, and how the world attacked you, and how you went off into another ashram, into another place where you protected yourself momentarily in the light, only to have another frequency of death association. Now you're the light of the world. And now has forgiveness taken over in the revolution of your mind. And all of the idea of the potential of your body association has been converted in this light of the new satellite of the resurrection. But because God is going with us wherever we go in that certainty. And the new appearance of Jesus has lighted up your mind to the point where we trust each other, that the action of mine has demonstrated the totality of the conversion of light. The conversion of light. The memory of my love for you. My love for you. And my love for you.